Millions of dollars in private money are flowing through the upper ranks of the New York Police Department, through outside employment and business interests, with little oversight or accountability. Now, WNYC has learned that some of that activity involves a mafia family under siege by federal authorities and a top NYPD commander who took advantage. It's the latest in our series, NYPD Inc. WNYC's Robert Lewis has the story.
The modest brick two-family home sits between the Throgs Neck and Whitestone Bridges in the Bronx, just off the 15th fairway of the Ferry Point Golf Course, blocks from where the East River meets the Long Island Sound. The site is a bit of mafia history. In the mid-2000s, 239 Robinson Avenue is where the Bonanno crime family held induction ceremonies for new members of the mob.
I think he's made 16 guys since I'm in jail.
Well,
he's made nine. I think they made six or seven.
What happens is I don't...
Am I right?
That was Joseph Massino, the Bonanno boss, talking to acting boss Vincent Bassiano, a.k.a. Vinny Gorgeous. At the time, Massino was in jail facing the death penalty. Bassiano was in jail, too, facing racketeering charges. The conversation was captured on a government wire as federal agents worked to cripple the mob.
We was okay until I got pinched. We was on top of the world.
Today, 239 Robinson Avenue is owned by Edward Delatorre, an assistant chief in the NYPD, currently the top cop on Staten Island. Delatorre was at the center of a WNYC investigation last year into the outside financial interests of top NYPD officials. In all, he owns 15 properties, according to his heavily redacted financial disclosure forms, most of them in the Bronx. As WNYC previously reported, Delatorre did business with local politicians and bought the properties of a missing loan shark at below market value from the man's grieving daughter while detectives were still investigating the disappearance. Now we've found that Delatorre owns four other properties that were previously owned by or connected to the mob, including the house on Robinson Avenue. And thanks to the structure of one complicated deal, for 6 months, the mob essentially owed the chief more than $650,000.
When there are that many transactions involving a member of the New York City Police Department and a member of organized crime, I think it's something that has to be investigated.
John Laffey is a retired NYPD deputy chief, the former executive officer to legendary chief of department Louis Anamone. He teaches criminal justice at two area colleges, and he says it's time for internal affairs to get involved.
The investigation is to protect the interests of Chief Delatorre, because these transactions might be absolutely innocent, and it also needs to protect the reputation of the New York City Police Department as well as the City of New York.
Delatorre is one of only 130 high-ranking police officials required to file financial disclosure forms with the city's Conflicts of Interest Board. The police department has no internal disclosure policy, although it does require people to get permission for outside employment. WNYC has reported that millions of dollars flow through the upper ranks of the department with little oversight or accountability. The activity creates numerous opportunities for real or potential conflicts of interest that could compromise law enforcement or tarnish the department's image. Delatorre is former executive officer of the NYPD's Community Affairs Bureau and one of the highest-ranking Hispanic officers in the department. Last month, he spoke at a press conference on opioid addiction that included top public officials from across Staten Island.
The NYPD, all your elected officials on Staten Island, your district attorney, legal aid, everybody here is together.
But the chief denied multiple interview requests from WNYC to discuss his business dealings, like the purchase of the Robinson Avenue property where the induction ceremonies took place. The lot was originally owned by the mother of Bonanno crime family captain Dominic Sicali. She transferred ownership to Sicali's business associate, who owned an adjacent lot. Sicali had plans to develop the property, but then he got arrested. From there, it was a messy path to the chief. They defaulted on a construction loan from Bronx-based Ponce de Leon Federal Bank. Sicali sued his former business partner. The bank foreclosed and sold the properties to Delatorre's wife. Records show a couple years later, she transferred part of that to her husband. In a similar dizzying series of transactions, the chief also wound up as owner of an 8-unit apartment building previously owned by Sicali and Bassiano's wife. Their company had borrowed $650,000 from Ponce de Leon to develop the property at 869 East 217th Street, but they defaulted after Bassiano and Sicali were arrested and charged with murder and racketeering. The bank spent years in court trying to get the loan off its books. In March 2011, a company named Chen Wang Realty Corp. swooped in and bought the loan from the bank. The financial terms are not in the public record.
I would say it's unusual.
Ann Reynolds Copps is a real estate lawyer and former chair of the State Bar's Real Property Law Section.
This was probably a building that someone really wanted to own, that they thought they could make money on, and the bank perhaps wanted to have off its books. And so a deal was struck to give everybody what they wanted.
Chen Wang Realty is owned by Chief Delatorre's wife, a licensed real estate broker and former Nassau County prosecutor, meaning a mob company owed the chief's wife more than $650,000. 6 months later, Chen Wang completed the foreclosure and took ownership. A little over 2 years later, Chen Wang transferred the deed to an LLC controlled by the chief. The NYPD bars officers from associating with known criminals. It's unclear if any of the deals would violate that rule. WNYC found no record that Chief Delatorre ever dealt directly with Bassiano or Sicali, a mob turncoat who pleaded guilty to murder, did 8 years in prison, and is now back on the streets. Sicali's attorney declined comment. Jerry Capisi runs the Gangland News website and is a top expert on the mob. He says there have been cases over the years where officers got too close to organized crime. He says Delatorre's activities need to be fully examined.
The problem with it is that he's a top public official who could be using his position as a high-level police officer to better himself and enrich himself, his wife, and his family. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
But Capisi says mobsters regularly interact with legitimate businesses, especially in certain industries like construction. In Delatorre's business, there seem to be mob ties under every rock. His lawyer represented Sicali's business associate in the foreclosure on Robinson Avenue, a local businessman who bought properties with Delatorre a few years ago. That guy rented space from one of Vinnie Gorgeous's business partners for his local newspaper operation. Even the bank. WNYC looked at all 400 loans Ponce de Leon made in the Bronx from 2000 through 2005, and at least 40 went to projects at least loosely tied to mob associates. Half of those were signed by people the government actually prosecuted or sued for an alleged role in organized crime. The bank's president declined to comment. The connections may be tenuous, but Capisi says if you're a cop, the public needs answers.
It's mind-boggling to me that he can duck behind no comment and decline to discuss his business dealings.
The NYPD, in a statement, they said the Conflicts of Interest Board oversees financial disclosure and allegations of impropriety are referred to Internal Affairs. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.